This is the Generations Radio Broadcast. Kevin Swanson with you. I'm a homeschool father of five. Bill Jack from Worldview Academy also in studio with me. And today we're coming back to the subject of education. And Bill, it seems that we are seeing a massive divide between those with a humanist worldview and those with a Christian worldview. Still quite a few Christians trying to create a synthesis when it comes to education, but the humanists and those that do not submit themselves to God's word are increasingly self-conscious of their hatred of God and their deification of man. If you think about what's going on in California and Illinois, New Jersey, wow, New Jersey is now mandating homosexual and gender confusion indoctrination in every government school. They're now trying out a new curriculum, which apparently they've unraveled into a dozen districts across the state.
And it's not just sex ed curriculum.
No, it's supposed to be integrated.
This is everywhere.
That's right.
It's in math class now.
Yeah.
So now
incredible.
We have queer math is what we have.
Yeah.
We have gay math.
And grammar.
Yeah. We have gay grammar. We have multifaceted sexual math.
And that's exactly what USA Today says. Alex Newman from The New American also interacts with it a bit. But USA Today said these new lessons in history, economics, and even grammar are designed to improve awareness of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender contributions. Math and science are being targeted as well. USA Today. They're excited about the new integration of this homosexual, neurotic worldview into every aspect of life. What does that sound like? It sounds a little bit like what we're trying to do, except for the fact that we don't want to integrate Sodom and Gomorrah into everything. Our intent was to integrate God's word. And God, as ultimate, the bottom line here, Bill, is that they see the autonomy of man as ultimate. You shall teach homosexuality as you sit in your house, as you walk by the way. It shall be as a frontlet before your eyes. Put it on the posts, put it on the gates. It's an integrated worldview of homosexuality. Why homosexuality? Because homosexuality has always been the tip of the iceberg of human autonomy. Man shaking his fist in God's face and saying, I'll do it my own way. That's effectively what all this gender sexuality stuff is all about, Bill. I mean, that's it. It's just the pinnacle of man's autonomy saying, I have been wanting to do it my own way in every single aspect of my life. And now, God, I am offending you in the most obvious way possible. And if there was a more obvious way I could offend you, I would do it, but I can't find anything more obvious. So therefore, I will offend you in this way, and I will be a law to myself and exalt myself as God in the face of you and will not submit myself at any point to any of your laws or any of your truth as revealed to us in Scripture. So that's what man is doing, but he's doing it in a much more public nature than he normally would.
Yeah, he's saying, you don't define me, God. I define me. I can become you, basically, because I can create myself as whatever I want to be.
Yeah. And of course, the godless form of chemistry, the godless form of biology, the godless form of science and history is pretty much what everybody in private schools and public schools have taken upon themselves in the last 50 to 60 years. But what we're trying to do with the Christian discipleship curriculum as part of the worldview offerings we provide from Generations is to integrate God's word into every aspect of history, integrate God's word as a frontlet in every aspect of science. We're looking at 400 to 500 Bible verses in our God Made Animals curriculum for sixth graders, now doing a God Made the World, the Universe, Astronomy, Geology, etc. I'm doing that right now. I'm about a third of the way through the text on that, Bill, and I would say at this point probably close to 200 Bible verses where God's word is integrated into every page practically of this fifth grade science curriculum. This is a radically different, this is as radical as what you see going on in New Jersey, with one exception, and that is we are not glorifying man, we're glorifying God.
Yeah, so you're saying that you are encouraging people to act as God made them, okay, not as animals, but the secular schools are encouraging your students to act like animals and to ignore God.
And to submit ourselves to God and to acknowledge God and God's word as the interpretive framework in which we understand the history, the American history, the world history, and the science. And friends, this is a Christian worldview integrated curriculum. I know it's going to be radical. When you see it, you're going to say, wow, this has God's word everywhere. This glorifies God everywhere. This is very strange. I haven't seen anything like this in all my life. You're going to respond in that way, but I think the time has come finally for Christians to throw off all of the humanism that has been inculcated into Christian schools and into homeschools for the last 50 years. It's time for us to get even more radical and bring a Christian worldview into every aspect of our children's curriculum. And that's been our burden as part of the Generations Curriculum Project. And you can get all of that at generations.org. Be back in just a moment. Folks, we have an urgent request for you. We are jumping on an opportunity to serve Jesus in one of the most practical and most needful opportunities of a lifetime. Christian families and churches are often looking to get out of their holy huddles and put feet to their faith. What about helping with the Rebuild Bahamas for Jesus project spearheaded by Generations? Is there a contractor in your church who can lead a team for us? Would you like to join another team already planning a trip? Just get to Fort Lauderdale and it's a 30-minute flight to the Grand Bahama. No big deal. We have the materials, the tools, and the accommodations ready to facilitate the next team. And one more question. If you cannot help yourself, do you know somebody who can? Check out our website now to join a team or provide your own team. Go to RebuildBahamasForJesus.org. That's RebuildBahamasForJesus.org. And we are back on the Generations broadcast. Kevin Swanson, Bill Jack also with me today. And friends, we're going up against autonomy. That is, man wants to exert himself as God and determine what is good and evil for himself, what is right and wrong. And the pinnacle of the iceberg when it comes to human autonomy in the postmodern humanist world is abortion and perverse forms of sexuality. Let's face it, that's it. Now, I want to contrast the abuse of children and the murder of children, just for a moment, Bill. I think it's time to come down to some of these key numbers. As of 2010, there were 436,000 children who were subjected to child abuse. And this was substantiated by government agencies. 436,000, 0.6% of American children. 44,000 were substantiated as sexually abused, and that's 0.006% of American children. And 1,560 children were killed in 2010 as a result of abuse. Now, we don't want to minimize a single case in any of this, but I want people to remember that the disrespect for life in the mind of the modern is partially due to the increase in the killing of infants. In other words, there were 1,560 children killed as a result of abuse out of the womb. But don't forget the million children, and that would be what? An increase of 1,000-fold. That's 1,000 times the number of children killed inside of the womb. And so, friends, I think we need to remember this, and especially as Christians, we need to be sure that we are being consistent on these matters. And I know the world is up in arms on abuse, and that's good, but they don't want to go to the root issue. They don't want to go to the fact that the American mind has exalted self, and the American mind has produced a massive disrespect for human life because they have rejected God, and they will not acknowledge that the human is made in the image of God, and God is the one who told us not to murder them. The shedding of innocent blood is an important matter. And here's the other thing, Bill. Not only are we underreporting the issue of the shedding of innocent blood. In other words, we're looking at child abuse, but we don't look at abortion. But we also underreport the abortions themselves. And I think it's important for the Christian church to stand up on this one. I'm pressing hard for a consistency with Christian pastors and Christian churches and Christian pro-lifers. Talking about LifeSite News, I'm talking about the pro-life activists, the Catholics and the Protestants. They tend to fold when it comes to abortion. sadly, the true numbers of children that are aborted. Folks, IUD usage is up sevenfold since the early 2000s, from 2% of sexually active women to 14%. Wow. That's IUD usage. And the Stanford study, which, by the way, you can find online, there's like seven places you can find it. It's the Stanford study. It's called Mechanisms of Action of Intrauterine Devices. And the Stanford study found that an average of 0.8 post-fertilized babies were lost per woman by the IUD per annum on the five different IUDs tested. Mm. 0.8 children were lost by the IUD per year on five different IUDs tested. Again, this study, the Stanford study, found that an average of 0.8, meaning slightly less than one baby, was lost per woman by the IUD per year on five different IUDs tested. Now, what does that mean? That means that given that 14% of sexually active women are on the IUD now, get this, 6,750,000 babies are now being killed every year by the use of the IUD. And that's an increase from 940,000 in 2000. And that does not include those killed by the abort-efficient pill. It's harder to identify how many children are killed by the abort-efficient pill, but the IUD, they have much more accurate numbers. And friends, the numbers now are 6,750,000, up from 940,000 back in the late 1990s. About 70% of American babies are killed now. 70% of American babies are killed by man's intervention by abortion or abort-efficient every year. Only 30% survive the womb.
Mm.
Only 30% survive the womb.
We should grieve deeply.
That's hard. That's hard. These are the numbers. These are the numbers. Bill, it's a lack of respect on an institutional level. I'm not saying that every single woman who's ever used a high-efficiency birth control pill has a low view of life. But I would say, in general, American churches, American pastors, American schools, American pro-lifers, all of us tend to have a lower view of life than we should, especially if we're creating hazardous conditions for an infant to assure their demise in the womb. Surgical abortions are down. Everybody talks about surgical abortions. They're down. But the other abortions are way, way, way up. Plan B usage. Let's take Plan B usage. IUD usage up sevenfold, from 2% to 14% over 15 years. But what about Plan B usage? The Plan B pill acts as an abort-efficient between 80 and 92% of the time. So it's mostly abort-efficient. The Plan B pill is mostly abort-efficient. Well, take a look at the Planned Parenthood annual report. We include this every year as part of Worldview in 5 minutes. Just so people understand, we're not just counting surgicals. We count Plan Bs too, because we want to be consistent, friends. We want to be consistent. We want to be consistent on this. We're talking about human life here. We're talking about human life. So we must be consistent on these things. Planned Parenthood alone administers 730,000 Plan B pills. And that percentage uses for women is up from 1% in 1995 to 11% in 2010. And my guess is much higher today. I don't have 2019 numbers on that. And 2019 numbers are probably upwards of 15%. We're talking about 11 to 15 times the usage of killing babies by Plan B pills. You're looking at 1 million abortions from Plan B usage, 6.75 million by IUD usage, and 1 million babies by surgical abortion. What does that add up to? Pro-lifers are excited. They're excited. I'm reading these reports in LifeSite News and others all the time. Pro-lifers are so excited that surgical abortions in America have gone from 1.6 million in 1995 or 2000 down to 820,000 per year. But because Plan B and IUD are up 7 to 10 fold, actual deaths of babies have actually increased from 2.6 million to 8.75 million over the same period of time. You see them? We see what they're saying? They're out there celebrating. The party hats are out. They're saying, hey, we've cut abortions by 50% from 1.6 down to 800,000 in the last 15 to 20 years. But I'm saying, no, 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 no. It's increased from 2.6 million to 8.75 million over the same period of time. Friends, it's time that we start facing the truth. The me-centered culture has found more convenient ways to kill babies. No blood, no report of it. Nobody knows except God. But God knows. And do you believe this? Do you believe that God has created these babies in his own image? Do you believe that he's offended when somebody comes in and destroys them? And this is arguing from the lesser to the greater, Bill, but imagine Michelangelo, you know, worked on a painting for, you know, 10 years and just produced this amazing work of art. Some guy comes in and takes a chainsaw to it and just rips the whole thing apart. How do you think Michelangelo would feel about the destruction of his creation?
Yeah. Hard. It would be unthinkable that he would not be angry and he would not demand justice.
That's what's happening with these babies. God is that little one. And people say, no, wait. They're so small. It's just a couple of cells. I mean, it's just, you know, 32 chromosomes. And don't get too excited. This is 32 chromosomes. Growing, yes. Got all the DNA, yes. But still, in the image of God, created in the image of God, God created that little one. And can God see them all? I think he does, Bill. I think God sees them all, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
He sees all these little ones?
If a bird falls to the ground and he doesn't notice, without his notice, then certainly.
Well, I just want to close this segment of the program, Bill, with this question. Should we as Christians respond more consistently to these life issues? Has any denomination in America sounded the alarm? I put together a resolution, which I'd like to suggest for churches, for denominations, for small groups of ministries or what have you. Bill, I'm just going to close and read this resolution. That's all I'm going to do. Because I think we need to resolve. I think we need to stand. I think we need to go to root. I think we need to repent. Listen to this resolution. Whereas the Stanford study, Mechanisms of Action of Intrauterine Devices, indicated that an average of 0.8 post-fertilization babies were lost per woman by the IUD per annum on 5 different IUDs tested, and 13% of American women use the IUD and therefore 6,750,000 babies are now being killed by its use per year, an increase from 940,000 babies in 2000. And whereas other forms of conception control, such as the birth control pill, exhibit abortifacient qualities according to the multiple studies and medical advisements, and whereas Exodus 21:22-25 reprobates even the negligent allowing for hazardous conditions in the presence of a pregnant woman and levies a penalty against the perpetrators on the untimely birth of the child, and whereas Scripture levies serious civil penalties on those who needlessly and recklessly risk the lives of others, resulting in death, and whereas the sixth commandment of the Lord our God forbids murder, and whereas 32% of sexually active evangelical women are in use of these high-efficiency forms of conception control, compared to the national average of 36%, and whereas, according to credible scientific studies, the vast majority of babies killed in this country each year are not killed by the abortionist knife, but by the use of these chemical methods, and whereas the Christian church should at the very least be marked by commitment to preserve human life, and whereas, of all our cultural sins as a nation, this is among the most heinous and most grievous to God, especially as it is prevalent among the churches that align themselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life. Therefore, be it resolved that this church or denomination encourages all Christians to stop the killing of children in the womb by either abortion or the use of abortifacients. And be it further resolved that this church or denomination will issue a statement or the denominational website on the denominational church website indicating its opposition to the use of abortifacient conception control methods where there are any scientific studies that indicate abortifacient risk, and be it further resolved that this denomination or church will encourage all other denominations and churches to join in making a consistent stand to preserve life in the womb, and be it further resolved that this church or denomination will encourage all its pastors and elders to warn its members, married couples, and soon to be married couples of the risks of abortifacient forms of conception control. Bill, I'd like to suggest that resolution to churches and to denominations. I just think, doesn't the church need to sound the alarm? Shouldn't the church at this point be a leader when it comes to some of the most salient, important issues like this in our day?
It's the role of the church. It is to speak for those who cannot speak for themselves and to proclaim truth and grace to those who will hear.
Amen. I couldn't say it better myself. Well, my friends, if you'd like a copy of this resolution, simply email me at host@generations.org. Email me directly. This is Kevin Swanson. Email me directly at host@generations.org. I will send you a copy of this resolution for your church or for your denomination. Also, if you'd like more on this issue, grab a copy of our little book, Keep the Faith, on Family and Sexuality. We deal with the issue of abortion, homosexuality, and other things in this little book. It's a potent little book with much biblical and Christian historical information on issues like abortion and homosexuality. The little book is called Keep the Faith on Family and Sexuality, available at our website, generations.org. This is Kevin Swanson and Bill Jack from Worldview Academy, and we invite you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.